Yo, it's your boy Kosher. This is FTESWL. From the east side with love. Just giving y'all, you know, a quick breakdown. We back, baby. NFL Draft 2024 just dropped. First round. NBA playoffs. Lakers. Alright, let's get into it real quick. So, you know, it took a little hiatus. I'm back. It's a rough draft. We just getting warmed up, you know. So I had to put some content out there. So I'm gonna put some content out there. NFL draft. Several QBs. Any QB you could think of when it's like the first 10 picks. Shout out to Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, you know, JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. with the shock pick from Atlanta. Atlanta, you know, signing Kirk Cousins to a contract, an actual contract this offseason. And then they go and turn around and then pick Michael Penix Jr. So that was kind of weird. Kirk Cousins' agent didn't know anything about it. Kirk Cousins didn't really know anything about it. Pretty much a big shock. We'll see what happens over there in Atlanta. Tennessee, I'm a huge fan of. Obviously, that's my team. J.C. Latham, we need to keep that boy Will Levis up. So, J.C., I'm looking at you, bro. You know, the salute. I'm happy that you're on the team. You know, keep our franchise up, and I hope you the franchise as well. You know, dawn of a new era over there in Tennessee. I don't know what else to say right now, man. The Lakers. Woo! Look like they're down 0-3 against the Nuggets. Looks like ain't nothing going right. Obviously, after the game 2 buzzer beater by Murray, that took the Lakers' soul pretty much. That's what it looks like. So, you know, whether it's Ham, whether it's the players, you know, the adjustments haven't been made, and it's ugly. You know, it's ugly. To get swept back-to-back is what it's seemingly looking like right now. Not a good look for such a historic, storied franchise as the Lakers. And also not for Bron either, if we talk about legacy. Anthony Davis seems pretty fed up and upset. So it'd be interesting to see what happens from here. The, you know, Lakers obviously have one more game left. Or the Nuggets should have one more game left to close the chapter. Or, you know, maybe Lakers could do something that I don't think any other team has done and come back from a reverse sweep. We'll be interested to see what happens in game 4 in LA, because that means they would have got swept and then lost again in LA. It's just not good. It's not good. Looking at that and just leaves a bad taste in the Lakers' mouth. Obviously, the Lakers were struggling this season. You know, they got the 7th seed, but I thought we wanted to smoke. I thought the Lakers were wanted to smoke, but I don't think they really like that. But I don't mind losing to the champs. I just wish we could have at least not get swept back to back. Come on now, man. You know, go after Dwight Howard, get something. I guess, you know, Dwight's that political stuff. Because I don't understand why the Lakers, you know, can't. I know Vando is out, can't be putting out there Gabe Vincent, Taurean Prince. I mean, put Cam, do something, bro. Like, and, you know, there's so much I can say, man, but so little time. I missed y'all. You know, I just want y'all to know that I'm back and put out some content. I want y'all to know that it's up. You know, I was silent during the whole Kendrick and Drake, Kanye, 50, Rick Ross, ASAP Rocky, you name it. Metro Boomin, Future, Weekend, Nav. I was silent, but I'm back, so I'll speak on that too. You know, obviously I'm riding with Kendrick and Ye. That's Ye. I just want to see. I want to see what's going on. Cole's out of there, so it's on Drake. And I'd be interested to see also who was going to ride for Drake. Looks like 50 is, but besides that, it's been kind of silent. So I will say that right now, the beef's kind of lame. You know, it's just for music and money, or it's just for really for money, in my opinion. But I hope good music comes out of it. So far, the music's been like that's probably to me the best song out of all the songs that's been out there. Even the remix and Rick Ross. The push-ups weren't that bad. Push-ups not that bad either. But that tailor-made freestyle that Drake put out with the AI voices. Nah, I'm glad Tupac's estate said, cut that out. Anything else I haven't heard or I'm not privy to. But just to let y'all know, man, Kosher is here, baby. I want to, this is just a rough draft. I want to put it out there. You know, look good, feel good. I just want to talk some stuff, man. You know, I missed y'all, for real. So, blog over the advertiser. So, if you hear it, I'm glad. That means you rocking with me. I love y'all. I'm praying that God gives me some visions. So, I'm going to put this out there. I'm praying that God gives me some wisdom, some visions to manifest this. You know, we've been almost 10 years strong, guys. So, ups and downs, round and rounds. I haven't given up. Y'all haven't given up on me. So, and God hasn't given up on me. So that's what it is. So just know that your boy is still here. I'm still rocking. I'm still kicking. Got some big personal news coming up, but great news. And just need y'all to pray for me, man, and just look out for me. But yeah, it's your boy Kosher. I don't want to do too much. I just want to give y'all a little quick tap, bam, bam, bam. I plan to come back sooner than later. And thank y'all for listening.